from WAKG. It's Carol's Celebrity Scoop.
Doug Lewis, Hollywood Doug, happy Halloween to you, sir.
Happy Halloween from Hollywood Doug, Carol. How are you?
I am doing well. Do you dress up today? Do you get to go to work dressed up?
Well, yes, we do. We do dress up on Tuesdays, and hell, I dress up pretty much every day.
Okay,
but,
gotcha.
You know, they want me to really dress up on Halloween. So, yeah, we have a big carnival over in West Hollywood that we're probably going to head out to later, and it's always fun to see the different kind of costumes. But some people can get pretty damn creative in these things.
I bet they can. Now, are you creative, or what are you going to do?
You're playing, you know, Batman, Superman, Spider-Man. You know, whatever fits.
Well, you know what they said, that people who pick superhero costumes come off as being very athletic.
Well, that's me, Carol.
There you go. Okay.
You know, I did play football at GW.
I'm still
very athletic.
All right. So you go out there, have fun at Halloween tonight. Let's talk a little bit American Idol. I know the taping is going on. We had a story on earlier this morning. Luke Bryan actually crashed a wedding party while they were doing some Idol taping in Savannah, Georgia. And so I know the judges are there. They're having a great time. What's going on with Lionel Richie?
Yeah, you know, they did already start taping the auditions, and they're having a great time. People are loving it so far. And now Lionel has got this thing going on. Remember with Randy Jackson on the original American Idol?
Okay.
Okay, now Randy had that catchphrase called dog.
Yeah, what's up, dog?
D-A-W-G. You know, you're a good dog. That's great, dog.
Yeah.
Well, Lionel's going to jump in on that, and he's got a new catchphrase. He's already coined it. He's already trademarked it. He's got some stuff coming out. He's got all kinds of merchandise, and it's called Here Comes the Judge. D-A. Here Comes the Judge.
That is funny.
It's very funny thinking about Lionel Richie saying that. He's got belt buckles, he's got t-shirts, shot glasses, and a couple things he's got coming out that kind of are alarming to me. He's got G-strings and underwear.
You know, here's what's going on, though. Katy Perry made so much more money as a judge. Lionel Richie's just trying to kind of get that gap a little bit smaller and do some marketing with promotional swag.
Absolutely. No pun intended with the G-string, but I don't know if I would want to wear something, a pair of underwear that says, Here Comes the Judge. I don't want to be judged in my underwear. Come on, judge me on my singing, not my underwear.
All right. Okay, so we'll move on. That is so funny. Anna Faris and Chris Pratt, back in the summer, they announced they were breaking up. Broke my heart because I always thought they were just the cutest Hollywood love story. They were together when she was a little more famous. He wasn't as famous. He became super famous, and they just looked like they were super in love. Yep. They have a child, but they broke up.
They did break up, and you know, and everybody was so upset and so shocked when they broke up. But she's dating again.
Oh, who is she dating?
Yeah, she's out there dating. She's dating the cinematographer on her new film. His name is Michael Barrett.
Okay.
And she's filming the new film Overboard. Now, remember,
it's
a remake of Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn. It's that picture remake, one of my favorite movies of all time.
Awesome movie.
Yes, awesome movie. The roles are flipped in this one. She plays the person with amnesia. You know, it's a kind of a different take on it. But she's dating the cinematographer. They've been out here at the Pacific Palisades restaurant a couple times last week. And, you know, they're looking very comfy and very cozy. And Chris Pratt is very upset. You know, he's heartbroken.
Yeah. I cannot believe she left Star-Lord for a cinematographer. I'm sorry.
Exactly. And that's what everybody's saying, you know. And now he's starting to think that, you know, she's been working on this movie Overboard for a while.
Right.
And he's thinking that maybe she was seeing this guy before they broke up.
Oh, I hate to hear that. Hate to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little overboard, you know.
Yeah,
she shouldn't be seeing somebody before they broke up. And I thought she was the one who wanted the relationship to work. But,
yeah,
you know, things will start coming out about that story.
Okay, so we're finding a little bit more on that one. Are they finding out anything about Simon Cowell? We heard he had a nasty fall.
Yeah, you know, he had a fall on Friday over the weekend and fell down some stairs. Said he couldn't sleep, and he got up and wanted to go downstairs, and a typical English thing, go downstairs and get some milk, you know, to fall asleep. And he slipped and fell down the stairs, and, you know, they took him to the doctor. He went and got a CAT scan, and, you know, he missed both shows. They were taping the X Factor in London. He missed both Saturday and Sunday shows, and he hasn't done that in a long time, so they're thinking that it might be a little more serious than we think, and we just wish him well because, you know, everybody loves to, you know, they love to hate him when he was on American Idol,
right.
But when he was on America's Got Talent here, you know, he has a little softer side, and, you know, people started to really love this guy. So we hope he's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, I mean, you know, Mel B is always throwing water on him. That was such great comic relief. So with America's Got Talent, hopefully he will take care of himself. He's a dad now, so he has more reason to take care of himself.
Yeah, he's got a kid, and we hope, you know, he gets better, and, you know, everybody was just kind of worried about him.
Okay. Let's see here. We've heard a lot about Selena Gomez recently. You know, she ended up having to have that kidney transplant basically to save her life. One of her best friends donated a kidney to her. She seems
right.
to be doing great, but she had been dating The Weeknd, the singer The Weeknd, for about 10 months. They have broken up, and now it looks like she's being seen with an old boyfriend.
Yep, her and the Biebs are looks like they're back together, Carol. They've been out at a couple restaurants over the weekend. They had brunch. We got them out, and they seem pretty cozy, and, you know, it looks like they might be together. He was at her house with friends, quotation marks, the other night, out till midnight, and looks like they're kind of easing back into things, and, you know, her parents aren't too fond of the Biebs, but I think she, you know, she considers him a good friend, and they might be kind of, you know, getting back together.
All right, so Justin Bieber has been very clear lately that he is trying to turn his life around. He has been going to church, and
yes.
not the Church of Scientology. I want to point that out. He is
yes.
going to a church. I don't know what denomination, but he has been going to church a lot, not just on Sundays, but like during the week and that kind of thing, actually doing some Bible study classes, and I think just some classes to maybe help him grow as a human being, and maybe he's turning over a new leaf.
Yeah, I think he might be, Carol. You know, that kid got famous at such a young age, and you know, the thing just hit him all at once, and he didn't know what to do with it. He got into trouble and some bad things. So, you know, it's great to see somebody like that trying to turn their life around, but you know, every time he does that, he comes up and we catch him out doing something crazy. So right now he's pretty calm.
Let's hope he stays that way. And yeah, we do wish him the best. You're right. I mean, to have that much celebrity and that much money put on very young shoulders, I don't know that anybody could handle that very well, other than maybe Taylor Swift. She seems okay so far. So.
She's great at that.
Yeah.
She's absolutely great at everything she's doing right now.
All right. Finally, Kelsey Grammer. You know, years ago, I went to a radio seminar in Hollywood, and I got to go see a taping of Frasier. And I had so much fun watching that. And I just thought Kelsey Grammer was awesome, and I remembered him on Cheers and all of that. We don't see him a lot now on television, but we still hear a lot about him because he can't seem to keep his love life straight.
Yeah, you know, he divorced his wife, Camille, back in 2011, and they settled it with money, and everything was good in 2012, but she just filed some documents,
mm-hmm.
and the judge just approved her to get half of his 401k.
Whoa!
Now, that's a lot of money, because when they divorced in 2011, she gets everything up into 2011.
Right.
And he was doing Frasier. You know, Frasier was on for 1,000 years. He made tons of money with that show, and mm-hmm. she's going to get half of it.
Wow. And hopefully, you know, it's a lot. As you said, if he had a good investor and whoever was kind of managing that 401k for him, you know, that doesn't seem exactly fair, but I guess it kind of is. If it's all the money that he accumulated while they were together, she gets half.
Well, yeah. Yeah, she does. And they used to own a company together called Gramnet, and it was a production company. And she kind of worked there, you know, did some small stuff with it. So she's claiming, hey, I helped him build that fortune. And I want half of it. And, you know, I think she deserves it.
All right. So, prenups, you know, can't say enough about them, right? So.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
Prenups. The word of the day, prenups.
That's it. All right. Well, Doug, thank you so much for the insight this morning. I know you guys are going to have a whole lot of fun in Hollywood today for Halloween. And I hope you enjoy yourself and all. And if you do dress up and all, we're going to be looking for pictures. Will you post them so we can check them out?
Yes, I will post them. It might, you know, it's going to be hard. Cause I can't figure out what I want to be.
Okay, all right. So Hollywood Doug, it's a mystery even to him what he's going to dress up as today. Doug Lewis, and you can find him on Facebook, social media under Jason Douglas. He now has a blog on our website, WAKG.com, as well. And if you've got questions, ask him. He will be more than happy to answer them, and he will friend you.
Absolutely. Send me questions. I will befriend you, and hashtag Hollywood Doug.
All right. Sounds good. Have a great Halloween, Doug.
Thank you. You too, Carol.